U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara of New York's Southern District returned to Albany Thursday for the first time since his office announced charges against several high-profile New York officials and developers last month. Bharara, whose office also successfully prosecuted former State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and Senate Majority Leader Dean Skillos on corruption charges, spoke at an evening forum at the College of St. Rose. The crowd was obviously there to see and hear Bharara, who was in a jovial mood.
A very warm welcome I got, which must mean that there are no politicians in the audience. I also want to let people know I wear no watch, and I bought my own suit.
From there, it was down to business.
Most of the time, the cases that we have brought, the bread and butter of the public corruption cases we have brought, have been about bribery and been about kickbacks and been about quid pro quos.
Bharara expressed confidence that the various corruption convictions of the likes of Sheldon Silver and Dean Skillos will be upheld, despite a U.S. Supreme Court decision that narrowed the law they were found guilty of breaking.
We think beyond question that the kinds of things that we alleged and proved in both of those cases and in other cases that are being challenged now were squarely within what the McDonald opinion said was still a violation. Now, the legal question, not to bore you, the legal question will be, well, was there harm done to the defendant because the instruction given was different from what McDonald says now the legal instruction should be? So even if it's the case that the thrust of our prosecution was either Sheldon Silver or Dean Skillos engaged in core function exercise of governmental power, like giving grants or passing legislation or introducing legislation, that's a far cry from having a meeting or engaging in constituent services. And even though that's the thrust of what we argued, the defense argument is and will be, well, but the instruction to the jury was something that McDonald said was too expansive. We have an argument about that too, and I don't want to get bogged down in it. But it may have been the case that there were also meetings that occurred, and McDonald says, well, meetings are not enough. Our argument throughout trial was about these other things, but in our view, that can be mucked up a little bit because of these decisions. We think if the McDonald decision and its clarity had been enunciated before we had done the trials of Silver and Skillos, there would be no question here, because the judges would have been very careful to track very carefully the language in McDonald, which is new. And we would have been, the prosecutors would have been very, very careful. I think we were, but we would have been even more careful about making sure the arguments we made in summation and in rebuttal completely conformed with what was announced in McDonald.
Citing the first tenet of the Code of Ethics of the Society of Professional Journalists, seek the truth and report it as fully as possible, panelist Times Union editor Rex Smith credited reporters with exposing questionable tactics that lead to ethics and corruption investigations.
If you're going to report it fully, as the Code of Ethics says, it means not just saying this is what the governor said, but yes, actually fact-checking and actually looking beyond and deeper. And I would point out that sometimes we don't manage to do that effectively, and that is, those are both sins of omission and of commission on the part of the press. There are some fewer than people may suspect, but there are some bad players in the media, primarily employed by a tabloid in New York City. But that aside, but generally our problems are sins of omission, that is, the things that we fail to do, the extra phone call we fail to make, the door we fail to knock on. Also, however, one of the things that I need to point out is we do not have subpoena power. So our reporting may point the way, whereas we really need cases to come forward from the legal system when there is corruption.
Although he didn't speak with reporters afterward, Bharara tipped his hat to the press, explaining his office began looking into bid rigging cases after seeing reports. He noted that because people place their trust in public officials, those who serve should be held to a higher standard, and believes no one is above the law. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.